From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Austrians went to the polls Sunday in a rerun election because the results of the first vote in June were annulled due to irregularities. The results could see the frontrunner Norbert Hofer of the Anti-Islamist Freedom Party chosen, making him Austria's first far-right president since World War II. Analysts have said Sunday's race between far-right candidate Hofer and his opponent, Alexander Van der Bellen, a Green Party member, was too close to predict in the hours before polls opened, with some polls showing Hofer, a former aeronautical engineer, slightly ahead. VOA correspondent Luis Ramirez is in Vienna.
What has really changed the calculus here is over the past year, the influx of migrants. Austria has been one of the stopping points, one of the way stations in the migrant route that takes people from Syria, places like Syria and Iraq, through Turkey, up through Greece, Hungary. They come to Austria and then on to Germany. And that has really influenced voters in this election. It's been a central issue.
Luis Ramirez. Italians are voting Sunday in a referendum on a constitutional reform that could gauge anti-European Union sentiment in the country. Some 51 million Italians are eligible to vote, and full results are expected in the early hours of Monday. Voters will decide whether to approve a proposal by pro-EU Prime Minister Matteo Renzi to increase his powers so he can push through economic reforms for which the government has said would bring political stability in Italy. This is VOA News.